You are Locked On LSU, your daily podcast on the LSU Tigers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Okay, let's get it. Locked On LSU, your team every day. I'm Matt Moscona, ESPN Radio Baton Rouge, New Orleans, Alexandria, CST. And right here for the Locked On LSU podcast, another former Tiger made his MLB debut. Another basketball Tiger is now a former basketball Tiger. Let's start with some baseball, though. LSU, they get the series win at Kentucky, winning Friday and Saturday before dropping the game on Sunday with a chance to sweep. But it was what LSU needed exactly. At coming into this weekend at 1-8 in the conference, the only way mathematically that you're ever going to approach 500 or get to that level this season is if you're winning more games on the weekend than you're losing. So it sometimes might be tempting to focus on the loss on Sunday and maybe a missed opportunity there, but it is so hard to sweep a series, especially on the road. For this LSU team, it's been hard to win any series. So to get that series win for LSU is massive. We talked a little bit about it last week. It was a gigantic opportunity for Landon Marceau. The bats had been the trouble, but realistically, LSU needed Marceau to be a stud, and they've got to be able to win Friday night games, and they did it on Marceau's shoulders. 7 1/3, just one earned run through 99 pitches, struck out 8, didn't walk anybody. He was a total stud on Friday night. He was every bit a Friday night ace that you would expect. Offensively, giant day for the Tigers, 15 runs on 17 hits. It was great to see Cade Beloso get going this weekend. He was 2-for-4 on Friday, but he had a monster weekend altogether, which we'll talk about in a bit. The one thing on Friday that I wasn't too keen on was bringing in Devin Fontenot with a 7-run lead, and it's going to rear its head again. But LSU was up 7 runs on Friday in the 8th inning. They brought in Devin Fontenot. He threw 2/3 of an inning. I had 2 strikeouts. He walked the first guy I faced, came back with back-to-back strikeouts. He looked awesome. The problem is, why would you go, especially knowing you don't have Jaden Hill anymore, and you're very likely going to be thinner when you get to the end of the weekend, why would you run out a guy like Fontenot when you have a 7-run lead in the 8th inning? But that's what Paul Maneri did, and it nearly bit them, because as LSU came back on Saturday, Tigers had a commanding lead. They got a really good start from A.J. Labus. He went 6 innings, allowed just 3 earned runs. The offense showed up again for the Tigers. A big start to the game as the LSU led 7-1 after 5. And then Kentucky put up a 4 spot in the 7th, largely because LSU went to Ty Floyd. He was not effective. And Maneri went back to Devin Fontenot, who did allow another earned run. He walked a guy. He just wasn't as effective in an inning and 2/3 as he would have been or as he was the night before, in large part because you asked the guy to pitch on back-to-back nights. And then they closed it out with Garrett Edwards after the Kentucky rally, and Edwards had a 1-2-3 ninth, which was fantastic to see as he earned the save. And then LSU came out on Sunday, and look, they made a charge. Kentucky got an early lead on Blake Money, a 2-run homer in the first, a 2-run homer in the third, another single run in the fourth, and Kentucky was up 5-1. Well, LSU got a 2-run homer from Trey Morgan in the 7th, so it's 5-3, and you're thinking, all right, Tigers got a shot here, an 8 spot in the bottom of the 7th for Kentucky, and that was all she wrote. Kentucky wins game 3, 13-9. But a couple of observations coming out from the weekend. Obviously, winning the weekend is the most important thing, and LSU did that. We also saw something that I've spoken about throughout this year, which was LSU's great advantage all season was A.J. Labus on Sundays or in Game 3. There just aren't many – I've said this a million times – there just aren't many teams that are going to be able to run out a guy who's a fourth-year player who's got more than 100 innings pitched as their Sunday guy. Well, LSU had that luxury when they had Marceau, Hill, Labus. Well, with Hill out, Labus moves up a day to Saturday. He's a very good Saturday pitcher in the SEC, but leaves you vulnerable on Sundays. And what do you do there? You've basically negated the advantage that you had in Game 3 of these weekend series with Labus moving up. So now, what do you do? Well, Paul Maneri decided to go with Blake Money, and Money did not pitch effectively well. And it's been a bit of a struggle this year for Blake. but he pitched well against Vanderbilt, which I think is why Palmieri gave him the option. What surprised me is why you don't go to a guy like Will Helmers. Helmers had been your midweek starter. He's a guy who started and started on the road for you in midweek games. Not going to Helmers, who did not pitch at all this weekend on Sunday, was perplexing. Now, Palmieri was asked when it was a 5-3 ball game why he didn't go to Helmers or Edwards there.
Well, those are just decisions that I make for various reasons. I had Hilliard up earlier and got him hot when Blake Money was on the fringe there, and you know, he had warmed up and got hot, and then I had him sit down, and I just felt that the thing to do was go with the lefty, Hasty, and then Fowler, and they both did a decent enough job, but I thought Hilliard might have tightened up, you know, didn't want to use him later. You know, those are just decisions that I make during the course of the game. Wilson, I just felt that those other guys had a chance to get the job done. They just didn't work out as well as we had hoped.
Will Helmers not pitching on the weekend is just inexcusable. I don't know any other way to say it. He's been one of your most consistent arms all season, and for him not to throw this weekend just feels inexcusable, especially when you had a game go on Sunday the way it did and you had a chance to sweep. But they gave Blake Money the ball, gave him a shot. It'll be interesting to see if Palmieri sticks with Money in Game 3 of this coming weekend series against South Carolina, which we will preview as we get closer to the weekend. Remember, that is a Thursday, Friday, Saturday series coming up with LSU and South Carolina. All right, so the Tigers take 2 out of 3 in Lexington. The bat showed up in a big way. Here's hoping that can sustain. But LSU begins its climb, hopefully, out of the cellar, taking 2 out of 3 at Kentucky. All right, it's a Locked On LSU podcast brought to you by Built Bar. We will talk about another former Tiger making his big league debut coming up here in just a second. Let me remind you about betonline.ag. Betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts, is betonline.ag. Major League Baseball season has started. You want to bet on all 162? You can at betonline.ag. NBA second half, you want to wager on it? Future bets, prop bets, it's all there. Betonline.ag and live in-game betting as well. If you want to follow the odds as the game goes along, it's a lot of fun. Betonline.ag, real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. Betonline.ag. Remember, go to their mobile site, betonline.ag. It's free to sign up. And when you make your first deposit of funds, use the code LOCKEDON, and they'll give you a 50% welcome bonus right there at betonline.ag. Betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. Get more of the sports news you need in less time with the Locked On Today podcast. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. How about a big attaboy and a tip of the cap for former LSU Tiger Alex Lang? Lang, of course, had that dominant freshman season back in 2015, established himself as an ace on the 2017 team, which was a breath away from winning a national championship. Lang would become a first-round pick of the Cubs and has actually been traded to the Detroit Tigers in August of 2019. Last year was a bit of an odd year, admittedly, with COVID and the stop and then the restart. But Lang, we thought, would have this opportunity this year after being part of the Tigers' spring training invite squad. Well, he didn't have to wait long. So Alex Lang was called up over the weekend, and on Saturday, when he got called up, his first game with Detroit against Cleveland, he got to make his debut. Now, it was an 11-3 loss. The Tigers got skunked by Cleveland, but Lang pitched well. 16 pitches. He faced the minimum during the fifth inning, and he capped it off with his first career strikeout. It was 6-0 when he came into the ball game. So Lang was not in a high-pressure situation, but still, to make his debut was awesome. And the strikeout was so familiar. He threw that 58-foot breaking ball that bounced right in front of the plate. He had an apprehensive hitter check swing over the top of it. We just saw that so much during Lang's time in Baton Rouge, and it was great to see him make that debut. So Alex Lang becomes the 20th player coached by Palmieri to reach the big leagues. He's one of 11 former Tigers on opening day rosters or on injured reserve. So Lang hopefully gets to continue seeing them out. Now, it's worth noting, Detroit today on Monday is in Houston against the Astros. So should Lang have an opportunity to pitch against Houston, we very well could see a Lang against Alex Bregman matchup at Minute Maid Park in Houston today. So we'll keep our eye on that. Lang just had an awesome career, 30-9 record at LSU, a 2.91 career ERA. He finished number two in career strikeouts at LSU with 406, trailing only Scott Schultz, who had 409 strikeouts. And remember, Schultz pitched 4 years, Lang only three. He was absolutely every bit of an ace that you would expect during his time in Baton Rouge. And great to see him get his opportunity here, throwing out of the bullpen for the Detroit Tigers, and hopefully gets many more of those opportunities. How about the Tigers kind of becoming a little LSU North? Of course, they drafted Daniel Cabrera. Jacoby Jones is part of the Tigers organization, as is Zach Hess. So keep an eye on those former Tigers in the pros every day. And congrats to Alex Lang, who got to make his big league debut over the weekend. Okay, it is the Locked On LSU podcast brought to you by Built Bar and BuiltBar.com. Actually, just this weekend, made another order of Built Bars. It's the best-tasting protein bar in the world. Try it for yourself. They are soft and chewy, not thick and chalky like a lot of other protein bars. And if you go to the website there at BuiltBar.com, I mean, you could just take my word for it that they taste awesome and they're healthy. I mean, I tell you all the time about low sugar, low calorie, high protein, high fiber, perfect for the keto diet. They're gluten-free. I mean, it almost doesn't even seem real when we talk about caramel brownie and apple almond crisp and German chocolate and that it can actually be healthy, but it is. If you don't want to take my word for it, go to the website and you can see the side-by-side comparison of the nutritional facts of Built Bar and every other protein bar that you might have eaten. So check it out, BuiltBar.com. Great for the health-conscious guy or gal. Throw one in your gym bag, throw one in your lunch bag, in your desk at work. Maybe it's a great late-morning snack. Maybe it's a perfect meal replacement for breakfast. It's Built Bar. BuiltBar.com, and use the promo code LOCKED15, LOCKED15, that's LOCKED15, to save 15% off your order at BuiltBar.com. April 19th through the 26th, listen to the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 presented by Odyssey and the Locked On Podcast Network, featuring analysis from NFL experts Michael Irvin, Brian Baldinger, and Michael Lombardi, our local experts for every team, making trades and picking the next stars of their team. Follow the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 podcast feed on the Odyssey app today. We will certainly talk more about the LSU Tigers, who will be expecting to hear their names called coming up in the NFL draft. The NBA draft is late July, and Darius Days is hoping to hear his name called. Days on Friday joined Trendon Watford and Javonte Smart as underclassmen Tigers that have declared for the draft. Days, however, did not hire an agent. And he remains interesting because, as we've talked about, Darius Days is not an NBA prospect. When you are a power forward at 6'5", you just don't have a spot in the NBA unless you're Zion Williamson, unless you are that much of a physical freak that is so dynamic around the rim that you can get to the rim at will and finish at an historic pace that we've only seen really from Shaquille O'Neal at this point in Zion's career. You're not that player. So Days is too small to be an NBA wing. He's certainly not a two guard, and he's certainly not big enough as well to be a power forward in the NBA. So he's kind of a man without a position, and Days isn't going to be drafted. He's a guy that could go play internationally and play internationally for a long time, and maybe that's what he wants to do. But Days could also come back to LSU and be a four-year guy and finish among the career leaders in everything should he decide to return for a fourth season in Baton Rouge. It really just comes down to what does he value in life? Is Darius Days ready to go start making money? Because he can make money playing basketball somewhere. It won't be in the NBA, but he can make money playing basketball somewhere. And if that's what Darius Days wants at this point in his life, okay. Or he can return to Baton Rouge, try to lead LSU back into the tournament, further solidify his status among LSU's all-time greats, if you want to put it that way, or however it may be, and certainly a deep tournament run, if he were the cornerstone of it, would help do that. And you always, listen, if you're an LSU guy, and you will always have a spot in Baton Rouge, you will always have a name, you'll always have a legacy in Baton Rouge that matters for a lot of guys. So Darius Days is going to have that decision to make if he just wants to go start making money playing professional basketball somewhere – or if he wants to return to LSU. For the Tigers, Will Wade already has five prospects for this recruiting class. And we're assuming that Cam Thomas, obviously, is going to declare for the draft as well. So the Tigers would lose four players via the draft that way. So Will Wade will still have to do some number crunching there on the roster. But Days has declared not hiring an agent, one to keep an eye on, and we certainly will do it here. Thanks for being with us on a Monday edition of the Locked On LSU podcast brought to you by Built Bar. If you have not done so yet, please subscribe to the podcast. We always appreciate that. We ask you to do it every single day. If you haven't done so yet, we appreciate it greatly. Until tomorrow, it is the Locked On LSU podcast, your team every day.